Hello everyone, welcome to my podcast. Today I'm going to tell you a story which is called Who Gets to Be the Next CEO. So there was a successful businessman who was growing old, and now it was time to choose a successor to take over his business. So he called all the young executives in his company and said, "It is time for me to step down and choose the next CEO. I have decided to choose one of you. So I'm going to give each one of you a seed today, which is a very special seed. I want you to go back home, plant your seed, water it, and come back here 1 year from today with what you have grown from the seed. I will then judge the plants that you bring, and the one I choose will be the next CEO." So there was this guy called Jim, and he also received the seed just like others. So he went home, told the story to his wife. She helped him get a pot, soil, and he then planted the seed. Every day he would water it and watch to see if it had grown. After about 3 weeks, some of the executives began to talk about their seeds and the plants that were beginning to grow. Jim kept checking, but unfortunately, nothing ever grew. 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks went by, still nothing. By now, others had started talking about the plants, but Jim did not have a plant and he started feeling like a failure. 6 months went by, still there was nothing. However, he just kept watering and fertilizing the soil, as he so wanted the seed to grow. A year finally went by, and all the young executives of the company brought their plants to the CEO for inspection. Jim told his wife that he wasn't going to take an empty pot, but then she asked him to be honest about whatever happened. Jim felt sick in his stomach. It was going to be the most embarrassing moment of his life. But he knew somewhere that his wife was right. So he mustered the courage and he took his empty pot to the boardroom. When Jim arrived, he was amazed at the variety of plants grown by other executives, and they looked beautiful. Jim put his empty pot on the floor and many of his colleagues laughed. In fact, a few of them felt sorry for him. When the CEO arrived, he surveyed the room and greeted his young executives. Jim just tried to hide in the back. "My, what great plants, trees and flowers you have grown," said the CEO. "Today, one of you will be appointed the next CEO." All of a sudden, the CEO spotted Jim at the back of the room with his empty pot. He ordered the financial director to bring him to the front. Jim felt terrified. He thought, "The CEO knows I'm a failure and maybe he will have me fired." When Jim got to the front, the CEO asked him about what happened to his seed, and Jim narrated the whole story. The CEO asked everybody to sit down except Jim. He then looked at Jim and announced to the young executives, "Here is your next chief executive. His name is Jim." Jim couldn't believe it. Jim couldn't even grow his seed. How could he be the next CEO? Then the CEO said, One year ago today, I gave everyone in this room a seed. And I told you to take the seed, plant it, water it, and bring it back to me today. But I gave you all boiled seeds. They were dead. It was not possible for them to grow. All of you except Jim have brought me trees and plants and flowers. When you found that the seed would not grow, you substituted another seed for the one I gave you. And Jim was the only one with the courage and honesty to bring me a pot with my seed in it. Therefore, he is the one who will be the new chief executive. So friends, what I learned from this story is that if you plant honesty, you will reap trust. If you plant goodness, you will reap friends. If you plant humility, you will reap greatness. If you plant perseverance, you will reap contentment. If you plant consideration, you will reap perspective. If you plant forgiveness, you will reap reconciliation. And if you plant hard work, you will surely reap success. So then, be careful what you plant now. Makes sense, isn't it? Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, this is Chinmay, your career coach and chief optimist, saying goodbye for now.